WTAW News Time is 7:04, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley continues plans to be in a new location. CEO Chris Dyer says they're looking at the summer of 2017.
That would be our ideal goal, and that's a very quick goal, and we've been working with the city and our board and CVB to find a more central location for the Arts Council's new home to really better serve the public in general so they can find us.
Dyer says the goal is to be located on University, which he considers to be the entrance to Bryan College Station and the Brazos Valley. The new home will include an expanded gallery, a visitor center, and offices. With no public discussion, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents yesterday approved all the items discussed behind closed doors. That includes no comment before giving staff permission to lease 11 acres north of Kyle Field for a future hotel, conference center, parking garage, and student services building. There were a few chuckles following executive session when it came time to consider extending the contract of Chancellor John Sharp.
I move approval.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item 20 is approved.
The motion authorizes the region's chairman to negotiate the chancellor's contract. Health for All, a nonprofit free health care clinic in the Brazos Valley, received a big gift yesterday. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and her husband Len, a distinguished professor at Texas A&M, presented the clinic with a check for more than $5,000 of clinical equipment and resources. Executive Director Liz Dickey says Health for All provided primary and preventative care to more than 1,200 individuals last year. More than half of their patients suffer from diabetes and need annual testing.
That's something that can be very expensive, particularly for free clinics. We don't tend to have the resources to stay on top of that. This partnership has allowed us to make sure that we have the supplies to test every one of our patients with diabetes twice a year.
Dickey says Health for All plans to provide more than 4,000 patient visits this year. The city of Bryan's new neighborhood and youth outreach coordinator isn't in the office very much.
I've been here a long time. I don't know a lot of people because I'm pretty much a homebody. So I'm trying to get out to introduce myself to people, especially in the Bryan area. And hopefully those people will come forward and identify a kid that they know that lives down the street from them that they feel is not going to school or doing just maybe going along the wrong path.
Former Aggie and NFL running back Bubba Bean, who's been in private business since returning almost 30 years ago, says it's a citywide effort involving schools and churches to identify and improve conditions for at-risk children. A Bryan man convicted 8 times of drunk driving and facing a 9th DWI charge is headed to prison. 53-year-old Charles Jones was sentenced to 10 years, and a case in Robertson County remains pending. A College Station man convicted of 3 DWIs is accused of driving drunk and causing a hit-and-run crash Tuesday afternoon in Bryan. Bryan police arrested 57-year-old William Emery Thomas at his home after he was followed from the crash at Sue Haswell Park by an investigator with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. No one was injured. An 8-month undercover investigation by Bryan police led to a day-long search of a home yesterday. 7 people were arrested on drug-related charges, and officers seized more than $3,000 of drugs, more than $1,400 in cash, a car, and 4 firearms. Police say the investigation followed neighborhood complaints about drug activity at the home on Hall Street, which is between Highway 21 and Neal Elementary School. Names of those arrested and the charges are on our website at WTAW.com. Also on our website, HEB stores have announced a voluntary recall of gallon-sized jugs of Hill Country Fair spring water. Those details are on our site. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Good morning. It's 7:09. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure and sunshine today. They lead to temperatures getting up to 95. Any cloudiness around the region this morning will erode. We're going to be partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine for Saturday, highs anywhere from 95 to near 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, skies are clear. It's down to about 75 to 80. Sunday, there's more sun in the forecast. Temperatures on Sunday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Zach Taylor updating us on the high school football report. A&M football gearing up to take on Arizona State in Houston tomorrow. And a rundown of Deflategate because Scott loves it. All that and more coming up in sports about 7:50.
Yeah, don't call yet, but we'll be asking for calls later on this morning as we discuss Deflategate and what it means for us.
We can do that at 8:59?
It's Friday, I know, and we're busy and stuff, but we've got to carve out some time to talk about how important this is.
Yep, I knew it. I smell sarcasm.
Almost as important as the fact that Donald Trump has signed a pledge promising he won't run as a third-party candidate.
Actually, this does mean something, though.
Oh, it just...
No, what?
Well, no, it does because there are sore loser laws in almost half of the states, which means he signed the pledge. If he doesn't win the nomination, then he can't run in those states. He can't get those delegates.
Oh.
I mean, so this is sort of a for real thing.
Well, that's good. Someone called it a publicity stunt on his end. He's not the one who called for it. If it's a publicity stunt, it's on the RNC.
Sure. Right. You're right. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's all. No, thank Brett Baer. He's the one who brought that out. He's the one who took the pony out of the barn right there.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we will go out and we will fight hard and we will win. And most importantly, we will make our country great again. Oh,
right. At least it's not the first time in his adult life that he's been proud of his country.
Well, that's right. And, you know, there are others who, well, again, I'm just saying. But I'm glad to hear he's going to be out there working hard.
I am going to work day and night to make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
That was not
I'm
Donald
ready
Trump.
To get to work.
Okay, good. Hello.
Yeah, it also means if he gets the nomination, everybody else has to support him.
Yeah, but
double-edged sword there.
Again, and I got to go drag it up. A guy wrote a column, the first 100 days of the Donald Trump administration. And again, it could be the ultimate fix-it for you. I mean, it really could. He could come in, he could get elected, he could fix all that stuff that we really need done, like abolish Congress and... and then say, okay, I'm leaving, and hand it off to whoever is vice. That's who you do is you look to see who his vice presidential nominee would be.
We're streamlining our executive board.
Yeah, exactly. That's a proxy fight I win. Ben Carson is a distant second in the latest poll that's come out. Trump's got like 30% in the Monmouth University survey that was released yesterday. He's Ben Carson at 18%, and Jeb Bush is trying to figure out how he can make a fist to punch Donald Trump. And again, you know, he starts talking about uplifting and all that, and we're starting to get soft and fuzzy glows, and there are a whole lot of people who don't want a soft and fuzzy glow on anybody right now. So we'll see. He says, finally, he said, I see no circumstances in which I would tear up that pledge. Didn't say he wouldn't. He just said, I see no circumstances. So we have audio this morning, the Board of Regents in the midst of doing their things over there at the school across the street, and you had that chuckle. You got that little sound bite there of the chuckling that went on at the Board of Regents.
I sure do.
From move approval.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item 20 is approved
unanimously. Right,
yeah.
And that's so that the board chairman can negotiate with the chancellor. Unlike a school 93 miles away from here where one of the Board of Regents members is suing the chancellor. But, you know, that's right. Fun on the 40 acres. Wallace Hall and his folks. Not saying it's wrong, just saying it's different over there. All right, Apple's App Store has pulled the plug on their Cecil the Lion. Is that his name, Cecil? Cecil?
Yeah,
the Lion
Cecil.
Game. That lets animals from Africa, including lions, giraffes, and elephants, oh my, shoot at poachers instead of the other way around.
What?
Yeah. Same game, Cecil's Revenge, is available free on Google Play, but the game's creators say that Apple turned them down because of their guidelines, which would specify that the game cannot be used on real events and cannot solely target a specific culture, race, real government, corporation, or any other real entity, which is apparently what poachers are. So, there.
So just make them eggs and call them poached.
Something very nice. So we got that. All right, let's talk about what's really important.
Yes.
Forget about wrapping your run to the border in some old-fashioned tortilla. Taco Bell apparently is ramping up their south-of-the-border flavor with a taste of the heartland. Food Beast reports the fast food giant offering a delectable treat called the Naked Crispy Chicken Taco that features a breaded white meat chicken shell. The shell is made of chicken, stuffed with lettuce, tomato, shredded cheese product, and an avocado type of thing that is a ranch sauce.
In other words,
it's like a double down.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
Be warned, you probably won't find it on the lunch menu. Apparently, the new item is getting a soft launch in just two restaurants. Wonder where? Where? Look it up. It's called the Naked Crispy
Bakersfield,
Chicken
California.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
The other one.
Bad side of that is you'd have to be in Bakersfield to try it. Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Bakersfield, California. So what, they took a piece of chicken and split it open like a pita deal? Is that
no,
it?
No, it looks
what?
Like it's processed chicken. And it
oh,
looks
you
like,
think?
It looks like they made it about the thickness of a few sheets of paper.
Oh, okay.
And I, honest to goodness, I think there's more breading than chicken.
That would
on
be
there.
Like well, chicken sure. jerky.
Okay. Well, that's what it, I'm sure it probably is. It's and you know it's healthy. I'm sure they baked it. And that's going to be a mess. I mean, when you bite that, then the crumbs of the breading are going to fall off. They're going to be stuck in your carpet.
No, they have like a little cardboard boat that it sits in.
Kind of like they do the tacos now, which I really like.
Okay, what do you mean a cardboard boat that it sits
in? It's shaped, it's like a taco shell.
Yeah.
And it's just thin cardboard, and it's folded over like a taco shell.
Okay.
It sits in there.
And then, but how are you going to eat it? First of all, that's
you slide
the whole,
it out.
You slide it out. It really works
like
better
than like a push pop or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a taco pop. I think we just vapor locked.
No, Scott. Obviously I'm listening to people who are very experienced in handling the product, which is okay. That's, you know, that works.
Hey, there are days where people have a bad day and they go have a drink.
Yeah.
I go have a Doritos Los Taco.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Just say it.
Hello.
See?
They include like a floss stick to get all the dried chicken pieces out of your teeth.
Yeah. Oh.
Bad enough frying in that one French fry that you always lose.
Well, but I'm sure, again, I'm guessing that Taco Bell at some point, their marketing people went, look, we need to have portability here. We got to have something that you can have people eating. Of course, this may have been the days before people were doing stupid stuff like texting while they drive. But they're saying if you take a product, if you need to eat our product and you have to turn your head at a 45-degree angle to take a bite out of it, that's not safe as you're driving at 75 miles an hour. So they tried the whole burrito thing, which I don't know if that works or not. I'm not sure if that's a big product, but obviously tacos work for them. So the shell thing, I can see that. So you kind of push from the backside and it pops out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Works like a charm.
Okay. But, isn't there lettuceage that falls out and
stuff? Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Okay. Kevin, is that no?
Yeah.
You have no lettuce spillage, or is that
well,
okay?
Well, it depends. I mean, if I'm driving, yes.
Yeah.
On the occasion that I eat it there, no.
Better to just find a tree of shade and pull over on the street. And
pretty much,
okay. All right, here we go. It's Ronda Rousey, is that right? Is that her name? So she got invited to the Marine Ball?
Yep, said yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's all right. She accepted Lance Corporal Jared Hashert's invitation to attend the Marine Corps Ball. And the Leathernecks obviously can't wait to see her.
Oh, the response she had was perfect.
Oh, yeah? What?
Oh, she very matter-of-factly said, but you got to find dates for my other friends.
Oh, very good. Yeah, well, that'll work.
And
I'm
guessing the Marines he's friends with are going, yes!
Yes, bring it on. That'll be fine. Well, very good. Glad to hear that. That's
she's a neat, neat lady.
Yeah, well, again, she's taken her 15 minutes of fame and looks like, got that working. It's not a bad deal.
And an Olympic bronze medalist.
Oh, all right. An Arizona man. Really? Wait a minute. Who'd she lose to?
I don't know. It was devastating. It's one of the reasons she went to MMA. Lost in judo, and mom said, you got to go do something. And so she said, I'll beat people up for a living.
Okay. So how much money does she make for in a fight? You know?
There was a big argument back and forth between her and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Because Mayweather took a shot at her. It's gone back and forth. And finally, she ended up saying, he may make more total money than I do, but because of the length of my fights, I make a whole lot more per minute.
Yeah, I know, but I just want, she make $1 million per fight?
No,
or does
not
she?
Yet.
It says career earnings are about $1 million.
Okay.
Now,
her biggest purse looks to be about $230,000, $250,000.
Okay.
She's had five or six fights. Her money and a lot of the MMA folks' money comes from endorsement stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So what do they endorse?
She's got a phone company and I want to say makeup or something.
Okay. Her catch line on all of them say, buy this. You don't want to make me mad, do you?
No.
I mean, that's what she ought to
No.
do. Arizona man has been arrested for stabbing a police car.
He stabbed the
police
car?
He did. Car. Yep. Police in Fountain Hills, which is just outside Phoenix, say they spotted 20-year-old Zachary Jacobson jumping up and down on the hood of their cruiser. He was also allegedly carrying a knife. Police ordered him at gunpoint to get down from the car. But he allegedly refused. Instead, prosecutors say he plunged the weapon into the hood of the cruiser. The suspect allegedly admitted to targeting the police car because he hates the police. Well, there you go. Wanted to send a message to everybody.
Well, it's like SUVs kill people. He was just trying to avenge the loss of people.
Probably right.
By killing the car.
Somebody he knew may have been killed or injured, and he's just trying to get even. Just making his...
Mark.
Statement for all of us, so to speak. Let's see, television news, we'll do that later. Movies, Keith Richards, we don't care. CEO of Arby's finally apologized to the Florida police officer. Remember this? Was that 2 weeks ago?
Lord.
Where the Sergeant Jennifer Martin of Pembroke Pines Police was in uniform, went to a Miami Arby's on a Tuesday night. Was that this week or last week? I don't remember. Anyway. 19-year-old Kenneth Davenport allegedly told his manager he did not want to serve the officer. The police department later circulated a press release about the event, which quickly led to the corporate apology. Employee Davenport later claimed he refused service and it was just a joke. We don't hate the police. We don't hate anybody.
Ha ha, LOL.
Yeah, exactly. Smiley face emoticon. There we go. Yeah.
Don't pull me over every time you see me.
Yeah, because you remember who I am,
exactly.
That's for sure.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call the Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 723. I finally got one of our sales associates to get us some food to give away next week. So we're going to give away some food next
What kind?
Week. I'm not saying.
Oh, come on.
No, it'll be a secret. That's means people have to listen next week to find out what kind of food we'll be giving away.
Look at you being a tease.
I know. Do what we can. Let's see. So, how you sleeping? Throw an extra pillow on the bed and you might do better in your sleep. Have you noticed how many pillow ads there are on
TV?
Yes. What
There's
is that
all
about?
All kinds of pillows.
I know. There really are. Like this other one, was like chipped foam rubber or something. That was what it looked like on the end. But again, it's an artist's conception. You don't really know what it looks like on the inside. And do you really want to open up that pillow and see what that's like? Because, you know, I got an inflatable pillow, which is pretty interesting.
Love it. And
yeah, it's not bad. But
I've got a gel pillow that promises to cool. And it does for about 5 minutes. And then it's what it is a heat sink.
Oh.
And so it re-emits the heat back at your head.
Oh, that's nice.
Wake up in a pool of sweat.
That's a good feel. Now, and isn't there one that has like caraway seeds in it or
something? Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
When there's one of them that's made of like bamboo.
Ah, yes, mm-hmm. yes, the bamboo thing. But I don't ever hear the prices. Now, I just happened to see one yesterday where apparently right now if you buy one, you'll get one free. You know, you just have to pay the shipping. That's like the Vegematic, isn't it? I mean.
But wait, there's more.
I know, that's what I'm talking, you know. And these things are, I'm guessing they're not cheap, but anyway, with a long Labor Day weekend headed on, it's time to catch up on your sleep, right? So what's your favorite sleep position? According to the author of The Three Secrets to Your Optimal Health, back sleepers wind up with problems if they don't use a pillow under their knees, if you're a back sleeper, okay? This guy says that if you're lying on your back and your legs are straight, that's insufficient support for your lower back.
That makes sense.
It means it's going to arch too much. Back sleepers should also make sure that the pillow under their head is touching their shoulders. Again, kind of makes sense. If you sleep on your side, you still need an extra pillow, he says. It is the best and most natural sleeping position, but the pillow between the knees will prevent your legs from overlapping. I don't have enough leg to worry about that. But anyway, that'll protect your hips and the alignment of your spine. After a while, that would make me crazy.
What? No, I love leg pillows.
All right. Is there such a thing as a leg pillow?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's leg pillows, there's body pillows.
Oh, body pillows and college.
Well, I knew about the body pillows, man. Yeah. But the leg, okay. And if you sleep on your stomach, you're just doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
That position interferes with proper circulation and the nerves travel from your neck.
You're probably going to die.
Yeah, exactly right. That's it. So if you do that, just remember.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
That's right.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, just brought to you this morning by the folks at Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. High today, sorry, about 94, so we do have a slight chance of showers. Then we're up to 96ville. I mean, it's not going to be nice at all. Heat index around 102 for tomorrow. And no rain in the forecast, at least through Tuesday is the way it looks right now. Again, sorry that's the way it happens, but any chance that we had for rain, all that stuff drifted off to the east and is headed over toward Florida. So we're not going to have any of that stuff. Looking again at high today, about 94, 95, something like that. And tonight, only down to about 76, it looks like. And right now, we're looking at 73 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
4 years ago, Nissan ran a commercial during the Super Bowl featuring a polar bear journeying from his eroding glacier to a nice U.S. suburb in order to hug a person who owned a Nissan Leaf, one of their green energy cars. Polar bear hugs are pure liberal fantasy. Reality is another story. Now, according to CNN, a team of meteorologists on a remote Russian island are trapped in their weather station by polar bears. The scientists describe the bears as aggressive, and they report that they're fighting near the weather station. The only weapons the scientists brought with them were flares, and they used them. Sadly, the polar bears were not scared. They were probably amused, in fact. In any event, they aren't retreating. There seems to be no escape for the scientists. Now, the Worldwide Fund for Nature is urging the Russian government to save the scientists. I don't know, maybe they expect Vladimir Putin to ride in on horseback, shirtless, flexing his abs, and drive the polar bears off. Or better, there's one person who could save the day, our own Mr. Global Warming, Vice President Al Gore. He can take a solar-powered plane, get to Russia in about 6 months. If the polar bears haven't eaten the scientists already, Al Gore can explain to the bears that the scientists are trying to save them and the Earth and their ice. See, there's a lesson here. When you go to polar bear country to change the climate, you better take a rifle and know how to use it, because the polar bears don't like you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you better than average at fantasy football? Yeah? Well, thanks to FanDuel.com's one-week 50-50 fantasy football leagues for real money, you can prove it. 50% of teams in these leagues win real money. And get this, FanDuel fantasy football leagues last just 1 week. Finish anywhere in the top half of FanDuel's 50-50 fantasy football leagues, and you're a winner. You'll win almost double your money and get your cash immediately. Plus, with no season-long commitment at FanDuel, you only play when you want. So, Mr. Above-Average Fantasy Football Player, what are you waiting for? Right now, FanDuel is offering you free entry into a one-week 50-50 money league. Finish in the top half, and you'll win instant cash. No strings attached. But hurry, this amazing offer ends this Friday. The only way to get free entry into a one-week 50-50 fantasy football league is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 6262. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 6262.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Much of yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting was dedicated towards approving hundreds of millions of dollars of future building projects. But during opening comments from Chancellor John Sharp, there was a reference to the nearly completed Kyle Field redevelopment.
Keep in mind that everybody, every construction company in the state of Texas was telling me they're going to slip a bunch of change orders in. Not one change order in the entire time of this. Our original seat count by the architects, 102,512. It turned out to be 102,733.
Another number to adjust is the cost of the new Kyle Field, which is now more than $487 million. While there was unanimous approval of the annual five-year capital improvements plan, Regent Tony Busby of Houston again questioned the value of the process.
It seems to me we're not doing true capital planning if we're amending our capital plan four or more times a year.
The system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, says they began a procedure earlier this year where fewer unplanned requests are being sent to the board.
We are turning back amendments when they are not, you know, absolutely necessary and justified.
Outside the five-year plan, the regents, without public comment, approved giving staff permission to lease 11 acres north of Kyle Field for a future hotel, conference center, parking garage, and student services building. 2 years from now, the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley should be in a new home. CEO Chris Dyer says talks continue with the City of College Station and the Convention and Visitors Bureau for a more central location.
We really were looking at University Drive. We want to be the, you know, we consider that really the entrance to Bryan College Station and the Brazos Valley.
The new location would include a general visitors center and expanded art gallery.
Our focus is going to be some local art, but we also want to have more of a premier cutting edge gallery where we can bring in artists from all over and just be a tourism attraction that people can easily find.
And offices for both agencies would also move from their present homes. Residents of a North Bryan neighborhood complaining about drug activity resulted in an 8-month police investigation that resulted in 7 arrests. Bryan police executed a search warrant yesterday morning at a home on Hall Street, which is between Neal Elementary School and Highway 21. Officers seized more than $3,000 of crack cocaine and marijuana, more than $1,400 in cash, a car, 4 firearms, one that was reported stolen in College Station, and numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia. Names and charges of those arrested are on our website at WTAW.com. A College Station man who was convicted of drunk driving 3 times in 11 months, almost 20 years ago, was arrested this week for another DWI following a hit-and-run crash in Bryan. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 57-year-old William Emery Thomas rear-ended a car Tuesday afternoon near Sue Haswell Park. With enough force, his front bumper was twisted into the rear of the other car. An investigator with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, who was passing by, followed Thomas's car for almost 6 miles until it stopped at his house off Harvey Road near Boonville Road. Thomas is out of jail after posting bond, and neither driver in the collision was hurt. A Bryan man awaiting trial in Robertson County on a 9th drunk driving charge has been convicted of violating probation for his 8th conviction. 53-year-old Charles Jones was ordered to serve 10 years for the Brazos County conviction that took place 4 years ago. That followed testimony about Jones's latest arrest from last October and testimony from his probation officer. Health for All, a nonprofit clinic, relies on donations to provide free health care to its patients in the Brazos Valley. A big donation was announced yesterday. Although Health for All does not receive state or federal funding, hundreds of patients rely on the clinic to stay healthy. Executive Director Liz Dickey says more than half of their patients suffer from diabetes. Dickey says they received a check for more than $5,000 from College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and her husband Len, a distinguished professor at Texas A&M.
It is donations like this that allow us to keep our doors open. So obviously we are extremely grateful to have that support and that vote of confidence in the work that we do.
Dickey says Health for All provided care for more than 1,200 patients last year, and with this gift, they're hoping to provide more than 4,000 patient visits this year. The number of things to do are as long as the title of being the City of Bryan's new neighborhood and youth outreach coordinator. Former Aggie and NFL running back Bubba Bean, who's been in private business since returning nearly 30 years ago, says he's still learning his new role. Bean says he'll be interacting with Bryan churches and schools.
Both entities, I want to get together with them. Hopefully we're going to set up some meetings and go sit down and visit with them and just do some brainstorming. Try to come up with some innovative ideas or something that hadn't been tried. We don't want to go out and just do things that just for the sake of doing them.
Bean invites those who know of at-risk children to contact his office and leave a message because he's been spending most of his time out in the community. Some 1-gallon containers of HEB store brand spring water are under a voluntary recall. A news release from HEB states jugs of Hill Country Fair spring water with a Best Buy date of December 19th can be returned for a full refund. The voluntary recall is due to the possible presence of a milk allergen. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time approaching 7:37. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news for you at 8. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
All right, we are now in the heart of NCAA football season. The NFL starts on the 13th for most of the teams anyway, and it is high time that you get Suddenlink so you can catch all of that action. Not to mention the fact that they've got really great stuff with this new event that they're doing. The power is in your hands, the More Power Switch event from Suddenlink. It's time to switch to Suddenlink for TV and internet. Call 1-877-694-9474 today and get HDTV and 50 meg of internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you get access to on demand. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today or visit suddenlink.com for more information on this really cool setup. The internet is 25 times faster than your average phone company. Suddenlink's HD TV gives you access to hundreds of channels on demand and pay-per-view, the NFL Network, and so much more. Make sure you go to suddenlink.com before the football season starts, which for the Aggies is tomorrow.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's 7:39 at Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios, paging systems, and more. You can call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here's the weather.
It'll turn into a partly sunny day across the region. We'll find our temperatures getting up close to 95 for the high school football games tonight. Partly cloudy, warm overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine and hot. Afternoon highs are going to be anywhere from 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night and warm, 75 to 80. Sunshine for Sunday, highs 95 to 100. More sun on Labor Day. We're well into the 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think people have heard me say our season began December 31st of last year.
That's Coach Sumlin on the SEC media call. We'll have more on A&M football. High school football cranking up for week two tonight. Ben Molina scored a touchdown and the Dallas Cowboys won, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
Today is Hug Your Boss Day. Need to ask permission. May not want to, too. You know, just all depends.
I could, you know, if Mr. Downs brings donuts, I'll give him a shoulder hug.
Yeah. Is he going to be here today?
Do the dude hug. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Christian side hug.
I haven't heard that. I like that.
There's apparently a whole song about it. Mm.
Tomorrow's Bacon Day.
I just had some bacon.
Yeah.
Anybody ever had bacon before?
What?
Never.
No.
Good.
Oh, yeah, man.
Greasy love of bacon.
Yeah.
It's the best. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And bits of bacon. Bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. Huh, you don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon. I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! There is something dishonest, though, about putting bacon in a salad. It's kind of like smoking while you jog. I want the BLT, but I'll just get a salad with bacon and tomato. So you put it between two pieces of toast and stick a toothpick through it. That'd be great. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs with bacon. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it.
Here's your two strips of bacon.
I want more. Whenever I'm at a brunch buffet and they have that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, I was thinking, if I was here by myself.
It's Jim Gaffigan, because tomorrow is Bacon Day.
Bibbidi bobbidi bacon. Bacon.
That's it. Google's most popular mapping feature is now available for everyone's favorite furry felines. That's right, Hiroshima's tourism board reportedly has created a Street View mapping app. It's positioned at the height of your cat.
Oh, gosh.
The feature currently works for a couple of cities over there, allowing users to see the world through their cat's eyes and explore restaurants and shops in the area. Is that all we got to do now with our devices? Is it come up with a cat view of the world? Yeah. I got a Joe Biden story, but it's not funny. I don't want to do it.
Then don't do it.
Yeah, if Joe's not making us laugh, then I don't know why we'd even want
to. I'm Joe Biden, and I'd like to talk to you seriously for just a moment.
Yeah, guess what? They won't. They won't do it. Taking to watching some of these British television shows.
Oh, speaking of not funny.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we were, I was at a banquetorium earlier this week, and Mary Mike and I work together. We don't get a chance to talk very much anymore. And we were talking about television shows, and I asked her this question: do you watch much TV? And it's interesting because I don't know if it's an age situation or what, but you know, you change your habits of what kind of television you watch. You know, if you got kiddos and you're going to watch a certain kind of TV. If you got teenagers, little kiddos, and then you got teenagers, a different kind of TV. After the kids are out of the house, maybe a different kind of TV, or none at all. But, you know, I started watching British television shows, cop shows. And it's fine until they get to the perp. And then they don't have a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no gubs.
And we've talked about that, you know, stop or I'll yell stop again. And somehow the guy in the suit is able to wrestle the criminal to the ground every time, or the bad guy's got a gun and they're able to knock the shotgun off so that the shot, you know, harmlessly goes into the ceiling. Well, apparently they really are having some tight times over in Great Britain. Money's so tight, in fact, that the police in England, some of them don't even have cars to get to crime scenes.
They have to bicycle?
No.
Oh.
Public transportation?
No.
Yes, officials even told of one officer who was told to chase dangerous criminals using public transportation.
I'm coming during this bus.
That's right. One family reported that cops showed up at their door to investigate the untimely death of a relative and then watched them get off a bus when they arrived.
Hold on, I just need to tip the driver.
Yeah. Police stations are suffering from budget cuts so badly that some report having only two cars for the entire force. Officers that put in for cars are usually denied, and one officer said that he knew of former colleagues that routinely took the bus, although some actually used their personal vehicles. The good news is they don't have to pay for the bus rides, but one sergeant describes the force as broken because of the severe cutback.
I can say, here's your bobby hat, here's your handcuffs, here's your Oyster card.
Yeah, yeah.
And the better news is they have national health care. So
it's perfect. That's exactly how they...
So we've got that to look forward to.
That's where they're going. Well, again, if it's in America, though, you have a police car, some guy's just going to stab it. So it's just exactly. As well, right?
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I'm sure there was a moment when your life changed, and I'll bet you remember exactly when it happened. It may have been way back in childhood or even more recently as an adult, but someone said something to you that was hurtful, and that moment changed how you saw yourself forever. For me, it was ninth grade. I was in my high school's weight room, getting ready for football season. Coach Logan, the basketball coach, walked through the room and saw me working out. He said, "Man, you've got bird legs. It's a good thing you're here in the weight room." I was a freshman, and I was hoping to make the football team. But that one comment made me question everything. I started thinking, "Oh no, I don't have the legs for this." It crushed me. That's the power of our words. The whole sticks and stones, but words will never hurt me? Well, let me tell you, it's a lie. In one breath, we can encourage someone to achieve their best or crush their spirits for a very long time, maybe even a lifetime. The trouble is we don't often think about how easy it is to say something careless. Even when we don't mean to, we're just kind of teasing. That's why it's so important that we pay attention to the words we choose and speak them carefully, especially to people we love. It's like developing a muscle. At first, it can be hard to really think through what we say and to change these old habits. But it's so important that we use our words wisely to build people up rather than tear them down. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. Time for high school football. Let's check in with Zach Taylor in the High School Football Report.
Week one of high school football was kind to some teams and not so kind to others. One team to make it out unscathed were the Collins Station Cougars, who rolled over Rosenberg Terry 45-0. Here's Coach Steve Huff.
We were able to get that lead early and take them a little bit out of their comfort zone a little bit and have to press a little bit on offense. So anytime you can do that to a Vera team, I think there's an opportunity to be successful.
The Cougars will visit another 1-0 team tonight in the Waco Lions. Kickoff is at 7:30 on Peace 107. A team that came up just a little short last week were the Bryan Vikings, who fell to the Montgomery Bears 14-10. Coach Ross Rogers hopes his guys can turn it around tonight against an old rival, the 1-0 Conroe Tigers.
It's an old-time rivalry that Bryan and Conroe played for years and years. And so whether it's Moorhead or Vikings, it's always been a good ball game.
Game time is slated for 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150. Like last year, the Rutter Rangers started the season off with a loss to Clean Shoemaker. But unlike last season, Coach Will Compton's squad was in it from start to finish.
We were right there with a position to try to take the lead right before half. And, it was exciting, but, we just got to get a couple little things corrected.
The Rangers will have their hands full again tonight as they visit Clean Shoemaker at 7:30. Coverage begins at 7 on the Zone 102.7 FM. The Navasota Rattlers kicked off the defense of their 4A state championship in style last Saturday, breezing past Nuevo León 49-12. Coach Lee Fedora says it'll be a change of pace tonight against an athletic Houston Yates squad.
We got to make sure we're playing our style of football, not worrying about what they're doing offensively, defensively. We just got to play our structure, but we're going to see a very athletic team and guys that are going to be pretty physical with a lot of speed.
Kickoff against the Lions is at 7 o'clock tonight at Rattlers Stadium on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out games this evening, St. Joseph visits Shiner St. Paul. Brazos Christian meets up with Snook, and Allen Academy heads to Mount Calm. Kickoff time for all of those games will be at 7:30. And tomorrow, Coach Dave Raffield and the 1-0 A&M Consolidated Tigers head down to Richmond to face the 1-0 Foster Falcons.
They're going to load the box and force you into throwing and then try and rush your quarterback. On offense, they've got two of the most explosive running backs in the area. Very powerful, and a Division I wide receiver.
Game time for that one is set for 6 p.m. Saturday. Broadcast will be on Peace 107. Remember to keep up with all your favorite teams anytime. Check out BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. Aggie football is one day away from their season opener, but according to Coach Kevin Sumlin from the SEC conference call yesterday, the guys have been working towards this game since last year.
I think we've had an excellent offseason. I think people have heard me say our season began December 31st of last year with so many young guys playing and winning that bowl game and giving us some momentum going into spring. And pleased with our new young players and how they've come into the program. Like I said, just like everybody else, we're excited to get this thing kicked off Saturday night.
Pregame with Dave and Dave at 5. Kickoff is at 6, and it's live start to finish on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As we start football season, we're going to jump into baseball as the Aggie baseball team topped the nation in players named to the Baseball American Top Prospects list for 17 college summer leagues and Team USA. The Aggies landed 6 players on the list to pace the country once again. Florida, Louisville, and Missouri were next with 5 players apiece. The SEC dominated once again with all but one of the SEC schools placing some of the 38 players on that list. Busy weekend at A&M Athletics as Aggie Volleyball opens up their home portion of the schedule with the Aggie Invitational. They'll host Abilene Christian, Wichita State, and New Mexico State. The ladies take the floor at Reed Arena at noon. Big road trip for A&M Soccer as the ladies are in Tallahassee to take on number 5 Florida State at 6 o'clock this evening. Broadcast on Bryan Broadcasting's 95.1-2. The number 3 Aggs are back in action against the Abilene Christian Wildcats that game Sunday at 6. A&M Cross Country will host Lamar and UTSA this afternoon for the Aggie opener to start the season at the Dale Watts Cross Country Course. Both Texas NFL teams wrap up their exhibition season playing each other. Aggie Ben Molina had a 5-yard touchdown for the go-ahead score, and the Cowboys nabbed a 21-14 victory over Houston. Here's Pokes head coach Jason Garrett after the win.
I thought it was a good night. And, you know, one of the things that we talk to our guys about, you know, oftentimes these guys see this as a make or break night. And, you know, we've talked at this podium many times. It's a body of work that we're evaluating. We've been evaluating these guys for a long time. But having said that, this was a big opportunity. And
the season starts for both teams for real September the 13th. KC is in Houston and the New York Giants are in Big D. The defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots have their first victory of the 2015 season. A judge overturned star quarterback Tom Brady's 4-game suspension, allowing him to play in the season opener next Thursday night against Pittsburgh. Here's Roger Goodell.
This is my job. This is my responsibility to protect the integrity of the game. I represent 32 teams. All of us want to make sure that the rules are being followed. And if we have any information where the potential is that those rules were violated, I have to pursue that.
The NFL says it will appeal the matter known as Deflategate. By the way, Tom Brady was not even in uniform last night for the New England Patriots' final preseason game, a 12-9 loss to the New York Giants. In NCAA action, Trevon Boykin threw for 246 yards and a touchdown and ran for another 92 yards and this touchdown.
Trevon to keep it, finds a first down, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown TCU.
Number 2, TCU outlasted Minnesota 23-17. One of the marquee games from yesterday was Michigan and Jim Harbaugh's debut. Running back Devontae Booker had 124 combined yards and a touchdown, and Utah spoiled Jim Harbaugh's start at Michigan, beating the Wolverines 24-17. In Major League Baseball, both Texas teams had the night off. The Rangers are in Los Angeles for the Angels at 9:05. Minnesota is in H-Town tonight. They'll start things there at 7:10. And that's going to do it for sports. Let's check with the deal of the day now. Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota. Now, I know you're going to the game tomorrow.
That's right.
So you got any plans in for Houston afterwards?
We have the grandparents keeping the kids. We're going to head down Saturday afternoon.
The mom and dad weekend.
Yep, we're going to do a little tailgating, and then we're going to watch A&M stop a mud hole in Arizona State. And then we're going to stay the night there, sleep in Sunday for a change.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, yeah. Eat a little breakfast and then head back to the Brazos Valley.
All right. Now that you're done bragging, what do we got for the deal of the day?
If you are a college student, we have the perfect economy car. It's a 2014 Chevy Spark. It's under 26,000 miles, over 35 miles per gallon, and it's under 10 grand.
I don't know that I'm familiar with the Spark. What kind of car is that?
It's a compact 5-door hatchback car.
Oh, a little hot hatch.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Find out more.
TeamInNavasota.com.
And that wraps it up. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hobbies are a great way to relieve stress in today's world. An even better way is when they're on sale. This Labor Day, Saturday, and Monday, Hobbytown USA is having a huge sale with everything in the store 10 to 50% off. You like remote vehicles, trains, models, rockets, slot cars, or educational toys and their parts and accessories? Yep, all on sale. Hobbytown USA even has raw materials for architectural projects from elementary school to college on sale. Got a hobby? Get to Hobbytown USA's Labor Day sale. Hobbytown USA, toys for all ages, located in the Kohl Center.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Yeah, but you've been ignoring my text. I send you text messages. You don't answer the text messages. There's nothing. Yes, I did. I called your house, as a matter of fact, 2 days ago, and you didn't return the call. I sent you a text. I called your personal number.
Okay. There was a hang-up on my voicemail.
Okay.
I was gone all day.